Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Pome. There's a public visitation for Master Sergeant Nicole Amore today in her hometown of White Bear Lake. The 39-year-old Army Reserve soldier died in a drone attack March 1st in Kuwait. Amore leaves behind a husband, daughter, and son. Her funeral is tomorrow in White Bear Lake, followed by a private burial at Fort Snelling. Department of Homeland Security Secretary nominee Mark Wayne Mullen says he regrets calling Alex Pretty a deranged individual that came in to cause max damage. Senator Mullen told a committee yesterday that he responded immediately to the fatal shooting of Pretty by federal agents without the facts.
That won't happen, Secretary.
So you regret that statement?
I already said that, yes, sir.
Would you want to apologize to the family of Alex Pretty?
Well, sir, I just said I regret those statements.
Is that the same as an apology?
I haven't seen the investigation. We'll let the investigation go through, and if I'm proven wrong, then I will absolutely.
President Trump nominated the Oklahoma Republican to replace former DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. Frustration is mounting over the Office of Inspector General bill at the Capitol. Republican Senator Michael Croon of Blaine says the Senate passed it last year.
And so if the House Democrats would just get on board, pass those agreed-upon amendments, these are not huge fundamental amendments, they're just small changes. We could get this bill passed. We could get into law.
It will feel like spring when the season officially arrives in Minnesota Friday. National Weather Service meteorologist Paige Vezeret says temps today will be about 10 degrees above normal.
Then looking into Friday, we're going to add another 5 to 10 degrees on there, putting us around mid-50s for a good chunk of the state. And if you go far, far southwest to Luverne, they could see low 70s as early as Friday.
She says it will be even warmer on Saturday. A bill moving through the Minnesota House would allow for a happy hour for those living in assisted living homes. Abby Dahl's executive director of Amira Choice Assisted Living in Champlin.
This is their home. They are legal adults. We were shocked to learn that we would need a permit, one that would add costs and license and permit fees, liquor insurance, and extra red tape. For my city and for many other cities in Minnesota, not every city has a local permit that fits our situation.
The bill was added to the omnibus liquor bill, which now heads to the House floor for a vote. And the shorthanded Timberwolves routed the Utah Jazz 147-111 last night at Target Center. Ayo Dosunmu led the Wolves with 23 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Julius Randle scored 21, and Rudy Gobert added 21 and 12 rebounds. Anthony Edwards and Naz Reid did not play. The Wolves host the Trailblazers Friday night. This is MNN.